Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Nari. Thank you, Nari. So, as you said, I'm Hannah Presley, Senior Curator of Art Museums here at University of Melbourne. My family are Maranya from the Moyle River region of the Northern Territory, but I'm Victoria and these are.
You are a curator of the exhibition, The Veil. Who are the artists who are bringing this exhibition to life?
Yeah, so The Veil is inspired by the concept of the veil and that idea that we can access the other world. So lots of cultures around the world have stories and celebrations around this idea. The Celtic tradition of Samhain is celebrated around this time of year, which acknowledges that thinning of the veil to the ancestors, like in their everyday lived experience. But for others, and for some of the artists in the show, their works kind of tease at the edge of that spirit world. Really interested in bringing all of that together for the show. So the exhibition brings together six artists, and over the last 12 months or so, I've been working with the wonderful assistant curator, Isabella Holmes-Saunders, to build the exhibition. It's an incredible list of established artists, including Goodnich Mara, Jabwarung, and Mira Bullock, Tungurung artists. Hayley Miller-Baker. So Hayley talks about the veil in her filmmaking, and her stories are layered with meaning and symbolism, ideas of ritual and cultural inheritance. We're going to be showing two of her previous films alongside her new film, Eternity the Butterfly, which was commissioned for the exhibition. We're also working with Wadi Wadi, Yorta Yorta and Narangeri artist and senior weaver, Glenda Nichols, who will show her work titled, epic work titled Holden Country, which is another major acquisition into the collection. We're also working with Kuna artist from Maningrida, Lena Yarankura. She's created a whole new suite of work for the show. Lena's a senior weaver, and I just, can't wait for people to actually see what she's created. We also have an amazing Polish artist. Her name is Aneta Garaskalska. She will be presenting her photographic mama for the first time in Australia. So that's super exciting. And we'll be working with a brilliant Melbourne-based artist, textile artist, Hannah Gartside, who will be presenting a series of works, including a new piece created for the exhibition. So we've got six amazing, brilliant artists, each creating very different work from photography, weaving, film, but all together they really come together to speak to this idea of access to the other world, if that makes sense.
You've been a curator for a number of years now, being the First Nations, or the first curator for Tracy Moffat at the 57th Venice Biennale, to your curation here for The Veil in 2025. How does your role as a curator inform what we as the public go and see in exhibitions?
It was an amazing experience working as assistant curator on the Venice Biennale, and to work with such an iconic Aboriginal artist was like super memorable. But I've been curating and working in arts for about 20 years or so now. And all of those different experiences definitely come together to inform how I make exhibitions and who I work with, who the artists are that I work with. In my practice, love to build relationships. Like Glenda, for example, I worked with her in 2012, I think it was, for the Indigenous Art Awards, where she had created her first net. She is like and presenting her work, a magnificent net, in another exhibition. Friendships mean a lot to me in the curating work that I do. How audiences interact with the art. So I'm creating an experience for this show in particular. It's a very emotive experience, and I want you to be drawn into the worlds that each artist has created through their work. There's also a really big team of professionals that bring this exhibition to life. As the curator, I kind of guide the artists, but we have an amazing team at the University that work with our collections team that look after the work. We have exhibition managers and technicians and installers, and so many people come together to create these amazing shows.
We can't get into all of the artists that are in the show, but can you share about any particular works that you're really excited people will be able to see?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, each artist is creating exceptional work. For me as a curator, commissioning new work is definitely one of the best things I do. It's a joy to work with an artist as they create and build their new work. So for The Veil, we've commissioned a new work by Hayley Miller-Baker, as I mentioned before, titled Fly. And seeing this film, I've been lucky enough to have a sneak peek. It will actually be presented on a massive scale in the exhibition, and I just cannot wait for people to sit down and really see this new work and feel a part of it.
When audiences come and see the shows that you have a part in curating, hope that they feel and see when they come?
I think it's different for every exhibition, but I think generally they are very knowledgeable in, and they're presenting it in a way that they want people to interact with. So I'm always very focused on make voice definitely comes through, and that the intention for their work is present in the gallery, so that when people are coming in, that they've got that direct connection to the artist and the intention of what their work, what they wanted to say. I'm just really excited for everybody to see this show. I think it's a really beautiful, emotional experience with some really powerful artwork. It's really, really special to work with artists from across the country. And in this case, we're bringing an international artist into the exhibition, which is really exciting. And I think in this country, a lot of the times we see Aboriginal artists segregated. I think, you know, there is definitely a place and a time for Aboriginal artists to celebrate their works together. There's something also really special about pulling and having artists where their works talk to each other, not just because they're Indigenous, but because they're creating exceptional works that have storylines that all connect.
So if anyone is seeking out more information, wanting to find out more about the exhibition programming, where can they find more information?
Yes. So jump on the Buxton Contemporary website for info and updates, getting our programming. We're looking at offering some making workshops with our artists. So definitely keep your eye out for that. And of course, follow us and the artists on socials.
Well, I want to thank you for jumping on and sharing with us today, Hannah.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Exhibiting from the 27th of June to the 1st of November 2025. Listening to NITV Radio.